I was trying to print something unique.
I know.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's the organizational meeting. The date is January 2nd, 2020, and the time is 5:04 PM. Can I get a roll call?
Mrs. Stoper?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Yep, here.
Okay, and at this time, I will open the floor for nominations of chairperson.
Make a motion for Mike Stoper to be chairperson for 2020.
Can I get a second?
Who's Mike? I second.
And roll call.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mrs. Stoper?
Aye.
And I will give that back to you. Congratulations.
Thank you for the nomination as the chairperson for 2020. At this time, I'd like to make open the floor for nominations for vice chair for the 2020.
Second.
Second.
You gotta open it up, right?
Yeah. Yep. This time, I'd like to make a motion to nominate Mark Radis as vice chair for 2020.
Guess I'll have to second.
Have a roll call, please.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time, can we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, as well as our military both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. Next up on our agenda is purchase orders. Art, do you have any?
I do not.
Chuck, do you have any?
Not yet.
This time, I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition for the department. It'll be all the departments. The vendor's going to be First National Bank. The total amount's going to be $48,000, and this is for 2020 HSA contributions.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
How much was that one, I think?
$48,000. This time, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. Department's going to be all. The vendor's going to be PSE Credit Union. This is also going to be for the 2020 HSA contributions. This total is $33,000.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up, I have a purchase order requisition for the department's going to be all again. The vendor's going to be Key Bank, and this is going to be for the 2020 HSA contributions, and this total is $6,000.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next, I have a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be the service department. The vendor's going to be Cargill Inc. This is for 900 tons of road salt. Total amount's going to be $68,688.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. Next up is approval of accounts payable.
See that note there?
Yep.
Oh wait, is that the bank? That's the bank. That's the accounts payable.
This one here?
Yeah.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable. Check number 30640 is the starting, and the ending check number is going to be 30656. Total amount is $80,913.03, and this is for dated 1/1/2020 to 1/2/2020.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
The majority of that is that OTARMA.
Yep.
Premium, just so you.
Might as well do the bank reconciliation then too. Is this part of it?
Yeah.
It is, okay. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the bank reconciliation dated 12/28/2019. This is a double-sided report as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
It's 3 pages total.
Yeah, 3 pages, double-sided. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
You know what, actually, Mike, real quick, it was dated 12/18, but 12/28.
12/28.
You know what, we should make, you should amend that motion or just remake it, because it is the November bank rec, just to make, it is, yeah, I did it on 12/28.
Okay.
Maybe just amend your previous.
I'd like to make a motion to amend my previous motion for bank reconciliation and change a date to reflect 11/30/2019. And then this is a 3-page double-sided report.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up on the agenda is executive session to discuss the 2020 slate of appointments and fees. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to go to an executive session with the three trustees and the fiscal officer to discuss slate of appointments for 2020 and the fee schedule.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And we are in executive session at 5:12 p.m. All right, we're back from executive session where we were in executive session with the three trustees and the fiscal officer discussing the slate of the appointments for 2020 as well as the fees. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the resignation of John Bassalone from the Medina Township Board of Zoning of Appeals.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. This time I'd like to put forth the following resolution. 01/02/2020-00. Did I mess it up?
Yep, just saying.
I make amend my motion. Put forth the following motion.
Resolution.
Resolution number 01/02/2020-001 for the organizational minutes and make it continuing until all nominations are finished. Also, I'd like to state that the pay rates will be going into effect January 5th of 2020 for all employees not under a current bargaining contract.
Okay, I'll second that.
This time, building superintendent will be Chuck Johnson. Cemetery superintendent will be Chuck Johnson. War Memorial superintendent will be Chuck Johnson. Service Department liaison will be Chuck Johnson. Service Department, we have Denny Miller as a road superintendent, Craig Plute as a road foreman, Jeff Kessler as a road department slash parks. Fire liaison will be Mike Stolpa. LST representative will be Chuck Johnson. and Mark Radis will be the alternate. Police Commissioner will be Mark Radis. Police Chief will be Travis Colonius. Medina County Emergency Management Agency, Mark Radis and Mike Stopa will be the alternate. Zoning Liaison will be Mike Stopa. Zoning Inspector will be Elaine Ridgely. Secretary to the Zoning Boards will be Kim Ference. Township Secretary slash Office Assistant will be Nick Dominguez. Administration Office Assistant will be Nick Dominguez Jr. Admin Assistant slash Police Clerk will be Yvonne Rodman Zapata, and the Police Clerk will be Sue Galaska. Healthcare Plan. A healthcare plan will be offered for full-time employees, with employees responsible for 15% of premiums for medical, dental, and vision insurance. Full-time employees that opt into the healthcare plan will have a contribution equal to their deductible made to their bank of their choice, funded by the township. Township Secretary, Office Assistant, part-time. The Township Secretary, Office Assistant will be paid $20.25 per hour, with hours of 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Monday through Friday, with no benefits. Administrative Office Assistant, full-time. The Township Administrative Office Assistant will be paid $20.60 per hour, with hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, plus full-time benefits. This pay will be reevaluated after the one-year anniversary to this position. Administrative Assistant slash Police Clerk, part-time. The Township Administrative Assistant Police Clerk will be paid $15.70 per hour, with part-time hours and no benefits. Zoning Board Secretary. The Township Zoning Board Secretary will be paid $250 per meeting held, not to exceed $6,000 for the year, and $32.50 per item on the agenda, and there will be no benefits for this position. Also, make it noted that the $250 per meeting will be divided between $75 for the meeting and $175 for the paperwork associated with the meeting. Zoning Inspector. The Zoning Inspector will be paid $21.75 per hour, plus full-time employee benefits. Zoning office hours will be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. All Zoning Commission members will be paid $50 per meeting attended and pre-approved workshops. All Zoning Board members of appeals will be paid $50 per meeting attended and pre-approved workshops. Alternates to the Zoning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals will be paid $50 per meeting attended and pre-approved workshops. The chairperson of the Zoning Board will be paid $50 for trustees meeting where there are site plans on the agenda. The Police Department. Full-time Police Chief will be paid $85,000 per the contract. A total of $87,337.50, which includes a 2.75% on the first year anniversary raise in 2020. Police officers and sergeants, wage and benefit structure for the police department for 2020 will be per the negotiated 2019-2021 contract. New part-time police officers will be paid $17.50 an hour, plus their initial uniform purchase. Compensation for the uniform allowance will be 72 cents per hour, in alignment with the current OPBA contract after their first year of service, which would be starting their second year. Nick Miltner, our current part-time police officer, will be paid $17.58 an hour, plus a $1 education bonus, plus the 72 cents per the OPBA uniform allowance, for a total of $19.30 an hour. Service Department. Denny Miller, working superintendent, pay will be $28.95. Jeff Kessler, full-time, his pay will be $23.84 an hour. Craig Plute, working foreman, will be $22.26 an hour. Martin Molnar will be paid $18.89 an hour. Larry Cutlip, part-time will be paid $15 an hour. Earl Grimm, part-time, will be paid $15.50 per hour. And seasonal part-time road slash park will be paid $10.28 an hour. Pay ranges for the service department superintendent will be $23 to $30 per hour. Service department foreman, full-time with CDL, will be $19 to $26 per hour. General maintenance laborer, full-time with CDL, will be $17 to $25 per hour. General maintenance labor, part-time with CDL, will be $14.50 to $20 per hour. General maintenance labor will be, without a CDL, will be $13 to $17 per hour. General maintenance labor, seasonal, will be $9 to $12 per hour.
Okay.
Service department, sick hours and comp hours. Road department is entitled to accumulate sick leave at 4.6 hours for every 80 hours of service pay, or 40 hours per week. Comp hours are capped at 240 hours. At the point that compensatory time exceeds 240 hours, it must be taken as paid compensation. Accrued compensatory time may be carried through to the next calendar year, not to exceed 240 hours. Sick time is not to be accrued on overtime hours. Clothing allowance for full-time service park department employees. Clothing allowance for a full-time service park department employees is $500 per hour.
Pretty good one. I missed that one.
The receptionist clerk for the police department will be working Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at a rate of $15.80 per hour with no benefits. Longevity pay. Notwithstanding the collective bargaining agreement, longevity pay is to be paid to full-time employees only after their third year of employment at $100 per year with a cap of 15 years of service and will be paid on their hire date anniversary. Fees for the cemetery. Cemetery lot excavating for cremation, $150 with a limit of four per lot, $250 for weekends and holidays. Cemetery lot excavating, $450 and $650 weekends and holidays. Cemetery lots, $400 for Medina Township residents. Cemetery lots for non-residents will be $1,200. Headstone footer is $350. Sports field fees. The charge is $65 per time slot, 3 hours for Medina County residents, and $75 per time slot of 3 hours for organizations that reside outside of Medina County. Soccer field charges $25 per hour. Tournaments on Fridays will be $65 per field. Saturdays and Sundays will be $275 a day. For the fields, will be dragged and lined once a day. Zoning fees. I'll come back to that. Mileage. Mileage for use of personal vehicles on township business will be paid at the IRS rate of 2020, which is 57.5 cents per mile. Employee pay periods. Employees' pay periods are as follows: bi-weekly, monthly, and yearly. Regular meetings. Regular trustee meetings will be held every other Thursday at 7 p.m. starting January 9th, 2020. Department reports will be due the first meeting of every month. Mailbox replacement. Township residents will be reimbursed for mailbox replacement when a mailbox is damaged during snow removal operations. The service department will repair, if possible, or replace with a standard mailbox and post or compensate the owner for damage up to a maximum of $40 for the cost of materials. Standard box and post will, with owner responsibility for installation of the mailbox. Appointments and reappointment of Zoning Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals. Zoning Commission. Lance Trebs will be a full board member with his commission ending 12/31/2024. Richard Marco will be the first alternate with his term expiring 12/31/2020. And Angel Abshire will be second alternate with her term expiring 12/31/2020. Zoning Board of Appeals. Robin Gray will be appointed to fill Mr. Bastalone's seat that has been vacated. Her term will expire on 12/31 of 2021. Ed Morell will be reappointed to the full board, and his appointment will last until 12/31 of 2024. Matt Payne will be the first alternate. His term will expire 12/31, 2020. And Christopher Green will be the second alternate, and his term will expire 12/31 of 2020.
This one here first.
Second.
Any discussion?
Anything? Have a roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Do this one.
Okay, so now you want to do the fiscal number two, yeah.
This time I'd like to make a motion for resolution number 01-02-2020-002. Resolution giving the fiscal officer the authority to issue purchase orders, blankets, and super blankets up to the amount appropriated pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code 5705.41 for the balance of 2020 through January 31st, 2021. Lit it.
Oh, second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Let it be noted that paychecks processing fees will be paid for each payroll period or prepared, and OPERS withholding and the township match will be paid electronically on a monthly basis. Next, I'd like to make a motion for resolution number 01-02-2020-003. Appendix 5, scheduled fees for the zoning book. The fee structure outlined below was adopted January 2nd, 1984, and may be changed by formal resolution of the Medina Township Board of Trustees. Current dollar amounts were changed or remained the same by resolution on January 5th, 2009, January 8th, 2009, January 4th, 2010, January 7th, 2010, and January 2nd, 2014, with the new schedules starting January 1st of 2020. Residential construction. One, house only or house and attached garage or condominiums. $75 plus 9 cents a square foot. All residential construction or alterations, $50 plus 9 cents a square foot. Ponds, decks, pools, pergola, gazebo, and hot tubs, $50. Accessory buildings of 143 square feet or less, $50. Sheds 144 square feet to 576 square feet, which would be a 12 by 12 or a 24 by 24, would be $75. Garage and accessory buildings over 576 square feet would be $75 plus 9 cents a square foot. Lot split or lot combination is $50 each. Business, commercial or apartment construction or alterations, 0 to 5,000 square feet, 75 for the first 1,000 square feet, plus 9 cents per additional square feet, not to be greater than 5,000 square feet. 5,001 square feet to 15,000 square feet will be $500. 15,001 to 50,000 square feet would be $1,000. 50,001 to 100,000 square feet will be $1,500. 100,001 square feet and over will be $2,000. Temporary construction trailers, $100 fee and a $500 deposit. The deposit is returned when trailer is removed within 6 months and permit renewal is required. Penalty or failure to obtain a zoning permit prior to construction will incur an extra charge based on township expenses. Financial guarantee, a completion bond in the amount of 10% of the building cost with a minimum of $1,000 and a maximum of $10,000. Valid 6 months past the project completion date. Signs construction, less than 25 square feet total surface, $75. 25 square feet or larger total surface, $150. high-rise signs and billboards, $300. Temporary signs, deposit is returned when temporary sign is removed within 14 days, is a $50 fee and a $250 deposit. Penalty fee for failure to obtain sign permit prior to construction will incur an extra charge based on township expenses. Zoning changes. Zoning commission text or map amendment change request is $400 each. Zoning Board of Appeals variance request is $300. Site plan review by zoning commission is $50. Sign review by zoning commission is $25. Zoning book with maps, a hard copy, is $25 plus postage. Map only hard copy is $5 plus postage. And comprehensive plan book is $42 plus postage. Fees waived for Medina Township. Zoning fees shall be waived for all governmental related applications submitted by the Medina Township Board of Trustees, Board of Zoning Appeals, Zoning Commission, and department heads. And all checks must be payable to Medina Township.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Before you move on, when you were reading the first resolution, Nick had pointed out you said $500 per hour for the clothing allowance for the park service department. So it's just,
all right, I'll make
just note that it was $500 per year. Not, I mean, I don't okay. think you need to amend the motion.
Okay,
just,
$500 per year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Where are we at? Super blankets, right? No, this here.
No, we did that.
The PO for the motion to pay the half.
Yeah.
This time I'd like to make a motion to pay half of the cost to send Alice Trojan to the OTA Winter Conference with the dates of February 5th through the 7th, 2020 in Columbus, Ohio. Let it be noted that we will be splitting the cost with Lafayette Township.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Then there's this now, right? That's the only thing that was left.
What do you have? I'm sorry.
We did this. We have to do that still.
Authorization. No, we did the resolution.
Okay, we're done with that. We did the bank recs. Just other business.
Yeah.
In other business, let it be noted that each department head will be responsible to perform a 6-month review on their department employees. With a formal yearly review submitted to the trustee liaison of their department on December 1st of each year. You have anything else for other?
I do.
Chuck, you have anything else for other?
No, I don't think so.
Angela?
I'm looking into there. We are having, we've talked about it before, mail. Our mail is coming in really, really slow. And we had a late fee on our credit card, our PNC card. I got it waived, but they will only waive one fee per 12 months. We can make the payment online, but I believe we have to have a resolution to do so. So I reached out to David. He does want us to talk to the prosecutor's office about that, so I'm going to do that. We will see if we need the resolution or if we can just go ahead and do that since it is linked to our bank or not. So I'll let, as soon as I have an answer, I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Also, our PNC CD is coming up for renewal on January 7th. We could move it to our STAR account, our savings account that we have with STAR. We're making more interest. We're earning more interest on that. I don't know if we're going to have time to do it this time around. I'm trying to find out if we can do a wire transfer. I wanted to see how you guys felt about that. If I can't get it done by January 7th, then we're locked in for the next 6 months, and then I'll get ready for the next time if you want. But
yeah, because I'd like to know, too, if it's tied in with our credit card rates and that, too. Sometimes they tie your accounts.
It is.
It won't affect.
Well, we don't pay interest on the credit card because we pay it off every month, so that won't change that, but yeah, we're making a
release. We don't get the credit card, like, no fee free or anything?
Okay. We don't pay any fees, no. So really, it's just, we just don't make, it's such a small amount of interest that we're making on the CD that we might as well just lump it in with the STAR, but If they will take an electronic transfer and I can get it done before the 7th, David said it's not something that I would need a vote on, but it should be done, discussed in public. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think we're getting Gabe more interested.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not sure. The statement just came in. That's the thing. We're just getting stuff sold.
What you're getting at PNC between?
It's hard because we're talking about a difference of like $800,000. But I can tell you we're only making like $50 every 6 months on the CD. And we're making over $1,000 of interest monthly on the STAR account. Again, it's a way different amount, but it will make more sense to
lump it all together.
Yeah. So if I can get it done, I will. Mm-hmm. If they can do it electronically, I'll get it done before the 7th. And if not, we'll definitely do it for the next time. So
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Okay. Cool. That's all I got, I think. Yeah. Oh no, one other thing. Debbie, I think you did the walkthrough with the person from Otarma.
Yeah.
They released the insurance valuation report, and they want us to access it on the site. This just came in. Can we set up a time to go through this together? They said that there's going to be no fees this year. They want us to review this and see if we're. But I don't even know what I'd be looking at. So if we can.
I just walked the guy around. I just let him in.
Okay.
I didn't give him that.
Well. We can just, in the next, it doesn't have to be right away, but because it's going to be this year, it is, like I said, they're not going to charge us anything different, but I'm sure it's just another way to try to get us to pay more premium, but if we can look at this at some point in the next like month or whatever, then we'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Cool.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment, which time, please state your name and address for record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
At this time, the floor is open for public comment. Anyone? Once? Twice? Three times? This time, I make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Nothing else, Mark? Chuck, anything else?
No.
Angela? This time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Trustees Organizational Meeting, January 2nd, 2020.
I second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radish?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 9:40 p.m.